Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco to Giants forwards coach Brad Miller. Maybe because we're only an hour from bounce, he might be a bit more serious than Dan Jordan. But we're just having a bit of fun here in the K-Rock Hub. Brad, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. By the way, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Tom Lonergan and Pete Ryan with you. But there's a little competition that's just started to evolve in the K-Rock Hub amongst the call team about getting the response of good question or great question. So if you could play along with us, that would be fantastic, if that's okay.
Not a problem. No worries.
Good to be talking to you. Let's touch on the footy, because it's a massive game for your footy club. It's either back to squaring the ledger at 5-5 or staying ahead of the curve at 6-4. And obviously we know where you'd like to be come around 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Big game. Yeah, we've come off two pretty good performances. Last week was a scrappy game, but in a sort of tumultuous week, you know, having to relocate, we thought the guys responded and played a, you know, really solid brand of footy. So hoping to back that up again tonight, and obviously before we get on the road and go over to Perth for 3 weeks, it'd be nice to finish with 4 points.
Is it really hard to find any continuity in your football this year? And it's going to probably get harder as the season compresses further, where your 22 is going to change and you just have to, you know, focus on one effort, get that out of the way, move on quickly.
I think you can fall into the trap of trying to do things the way you've always done them, just because we're creatures of habit. So things just get thrown at you constantly throughout the week and throughout a four-week period that you just have to adjust to. So you've got to be flexible with how you train, with how you, just pick the team, the players that you use. The teams that are most flexible are the ones that are having the most success, is what it appears like from the outside. But that's definitely what we're trying to do. And it is hard to, you know, get set, because things can change very quickly.
Brad, a debutant tonight, Xavier O'Halloran. What can you tell us about the youngster from St Bernard's?
He's as hard as a cat's head. He'll crack in. I just think he's just going to see some youthful enthusiasm. He's been really solid in the NEFL reserve grade competition that we've been playing. You know, he's been playing on ball, a little bit of half forward. He'll play through the wing tonight. He'll attack the contest and hopefully use the footy pretty well. But, you know, the guys really like him. He's one of those bubbly characters that he's quite infectious, even though he's only been at the club for a short while.
Brad, you talk about bubbly characters. Your big sausage-eating champion, Shane Mumford's back. Does he ever reminisce about that day he did devour 18 snags in bread?
I'm sure he does. The guys remind him constantly. As soon as he starts to put on a bit of weight, they're first to remind him.
He's back in tonight, but he, at what, 34 years of age, he's provides you with something. And in this period where you've got to rotate players through, and his hard body and capacity to perhaps create room for others is all important.
He's got a pretty remarkable story. You know, obviously stepping out of footy, thought he was finishing up and hanging the boots up, going into boxing, and then obviously there was a need for him to come back, and he's prepared himself really well physically. You know, he's pretty banged up. He's played a fairly contested brand of footy for a long time, but you're right, he does open up space and he suits our contested brand. And tonight, obviously, he's been a bit wet throughout the day at the Gold Coast. We just thought it was best suited for his style of play around the ball.
For Prestige Jayco, speaking with GWS Giants assistant coach Brad Miller. He's Pete Ryan from The Age on K-Rock.
Hi, Brad. Good luck tonight. What have you made so far of the last few weeks in your form, and where do you really need to improve?
We definitely need to be more efficient going inside 50. We feel like it's been a real strength, but last week we were able to increase our inside 50s, but our efficiency dropped away. So when we were down around 30 inside 50s, we seemed to be scoring for most of them. We just need to be really efficient in using the footy going forward.
And Toby Green, obviously a big loss. How do you cover that? I mean, you kind of did last week because it was off early, but how do you cover his absence tonight?
It's really hard. You just require some goals from the midfielders. You know, Callan Ward coming in is like for like in the contest in the way that he attacks the footy, but we actually need some scoreboard pressure from our mids as well as our forwards to replace what Toby brings.
Brad, how you going, mate? Tommy Lonergan, good luck for tonight. Just want to talk about your big forwards up there, Jeremy Cameron, Finn Layson and Harry Himmelberg. They're yet to probably fire all together. What work have you been putting in with those guys, or the other coaches been putting in with those guys, and are we far away from seeing them all click together?
Yeah, well, hopefully not, Tom. I'd like to see them all have big games at the one time. But like you said, like Finlayson's been in the ruck a little bit as well, so he's had to develop his role that he's playing. Harry's a very mercurial type player that we've just been, you know, going back to school on his leading patterns and being able to create space for himself and actually really work hard like a key forward. And we've actually had Jeremy up the ground a fair bit, Jeremy Cameron, instead of anchoring himself down to the goal square. We're trying to get him to present and link us up from half back to half forward. So I think everyone judges their performances on their goals, and if they can all kick four, then it obviously stands out. But I think they can all have impact outside of the scoreboard. And I think there have been games where they have all fired. It's just not always been by kicking goals.
And just further on Pete's question before about your form as a team, do you see yourself, as you've been in the inner sanctum, far off those top echelon teams in Geelong and West Coast and Richmond and the like? Your form's probably not there at the moment, but do you think you're far away from finding that?
Well, you can never lose a belief, and we really believe in the group. We've obviously been there before. You're right, the form hasn't been there. It's been a little bit scratchy. We've found it a little bit hard to find connection just through different circumstances and perhaps not adapting to what's been thrown at us as well as other teams, you know, at times. But we feel like over the last couple of weeks it started to click. Going away and being in a hub environment like we are at the moment, we've been here for the last 9 days on the Gold Coast and obviously going to spend another 3 weeks away together. Our group are really close and they thrive on that ability to spend time with each other and connect and be jovial. So we're hoping on the back of that the performances continue to improve, which we've seen over the last 2 weeks, but hopefully they continue over the next month.
And just one last one for me, just Toby Green, are we going to expect to see him out for long, or is it a low-grade hammy? I know he's got some history there, but his form has been extraordinary lately.
Yeah, it has. No, it's a grade one hammy, so we're hopeful of only 2 games. Given the short turnarounds between games, we're hopeful we're going to get him back after the Swans game next week to play Fremantle. That'll just depend on, you know, how he's obviously progressing. He's taken some really good steps in a short period of time from last week's game to now. He's actually already jogging and doing all the things you'd expect. It wasn't as bad as we initially thought, being a grade one. So, yeah, we're hopeful to have him back after the Swans game.
And, Brad, you would have seen last night Isaac Quainer get the cut with Sydney players' boots. Has there been any discussion in the locker room about the boots for tonight, and have players been wearing boots that have been unchecked?
Naturally, there's been discussion. Obviously, it was a pretty horrific cut. So to see that sort of damage, you've obviously got to take note. And yeah, whether our guys have those boots, I'm not too sure. None of the forwards do, so I'm not actually sure whether they do have those metal studs. They did look pretty solid. So yeah, obviously it's something that needs to be addressed because you don't want to see that happen to a player.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, just to give some insight, and I won't take much time, but do the players just get their own boots? Like, how do they sort of work that out?
No, so we've obviously got a club sponsor, and so guys that don't have individual sponsorships will get them through the club. But then a guy like a Toby Green, who's sponsored by Puma, will obviously get his boots sent to him directly from Puma.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Brad, hey, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. Big game of footy and the teams are just in. No late change for either side, so you'll go in as selected last night. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brad Miller joining us there, GWS forwards coach on Carrick Football. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. You'll find them on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.